Tim Drutina has always been one of my favorite kids because he came here for education. Basketball, yeah. But, Tim, why Stout? What got you over here in the first place?
The engineering program down here was amazing, and it really caught my eye. Basketball kind of came second nature, but, I mean, it's been a huge part of my life here, and I'm so glad that I came out and gave it a shot. So,
Woodbury, you came from a big town, big city, big suburb, and big high school.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely huge. I think I graduated with 670 kids. It was a good experience. I love Woodbury. I love where I'm from, so I'm just glad to be here.
I kind of like Woodbury, too, and it's good. That's a good village, that's for sure. Stout engineering education, what are you going to do with it?
I'm really interested in renewable energies with a plastics degree concentration. I know it kind of opens the door for a lot of things, but ultimately I'd really love to move in the direction of renewable fuels, renewable energy, because that's where I think our future is.
Is this kind of thinking interim ships? Have you been on interim? Are you looking forward to it? What do you think?
I'm looking for an internship right now. I got a couple prospects, but hopefully my goal in the future is to move down west, down south.
Away from here?
Away from here, away from this weather.
Yep. Well, we're talking to Tim when it's just kind of snowing outside, and it's not really 20 below, but that could be. Tim, let's talk a little basketball. Injury-wise, I mean, you've been in and out and in and out and in and out. Your thoughts on the body part of this basketball thing?
I mean, it's been a long road. I've been in and out, like you said. I just love the game so much, so I got to keep going. I've been here, you know, 5 years. This is my fifth year coming to redshirt season, and I just don't want to give it up yet.
And you won't in the future either, I'll bet you.
Oh, no. I'll constantly be playing in leagues.
True post?
You know, that's where I feel most comfortable. Obviously, my whole time here, I've been a true post player. I know we try to move my game out a little bit, but we've always gotten it back down to being a true post player.
Outstanding team player. I've seen some tapes of you at work on that baseline, taking the hits, giving the hits, getting the pass, giving the pass. Your thoughts on the team aspect of the ball?
I mean, I feel like I've always been a really good team player. Do anything for us to win, and hopefully it shows that I go out there every game and give 110%.
Do that's for sure. No, 110%, I'm at 120%, because I cannot let you get away without talking about the beard. I mean, why did you grow it in the first place? Is this the first or second or third time that you've grown the beard?
This is my first time that I grew the beard, and it started in the locker room with Alex Ullman and AJ Dubek, and it just kind of kept going, kind of grew on me. Definitely kept me warm during those cold days, but I think it was just time for a change, and that's why I cut it.
And you cut it off, and now you're growing it back again.
Maybe, I don't know. We'll have to see it.
How did AJ get into this? You got no hair in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the only place where you can really grow hair, so.
You got that. All right. Power to you, man. Tim Drutina, thank you. And I know, like, I get away without talking about your folks. Your dad has been one heck of a force in your life.
Oh, definitely. Both my parents and my brother, they've been there every step of the way. I couldn't have done it without them. They've always been there giving me encouragement, and can't thank them enough.
Power to you, kid.
Thank you very much.